Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to our Happy New Year show. I am Brother Grant, and you have come on Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. This is our Come Holy Spirit series, part 44. And today's teaching is a great one. It is a new year, a new life. Now, as I said, I'm Brother Grant, and I'm welcoming you to Church Lady Now, which is a Christian Bible-based blog designed to help you understand the Bible and apply biblical principles to everyday life. We believe in Bible teaching principles are applicable for all generations. And have you ever tried to read the Bible and did not understand what you read? We are here to help you understand the Bible and learn to apply what you have learned. Our goal is important as it is application. Now, our mission is we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that's Isaiah 61:1. Now, our ministry in brief is we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the street, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters, and women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013. And to date, we have 112 Spirit-filled published Bible teachings available to you. And you can go to our Blog Talk Radio library at any time and listen to all of our past programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I will tell you a little bit later about how to actually get into the library. But right now, in our first year on the air, we taught about knowing God. Our second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus? And last year, our focus was getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. To help you access our most recent Blog Talk Radio programs, each week we place Blog Talk Radio program ads on our Facebook pages. And each week, the ad contains the name of the program, the date, with the white arrow in the center of the ad. And if you click on the white arrow, and your link will automatically occur and direct you to Blog Talk Radio's program. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, type Church Lady Now in the white search box, and then click and enter, and you will be on the Blog Talk Radio page. So either way, you must scroll down the page past the sponsored advertisement to access all of our programs to date. We also have short video teachings on YouTube, and the teachings are clips from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Rescue Mission. Now, to access our teachings on YouTube, in the search box for YouTube, type in Artist Oliver Church Lady, and we have about 13 video clips available for your review. The video sound is a little loud because we're at the mission ministering to homeless people. So turn down the volume and enjoy the powerful teachings. Church Lady Now is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 charity, which means all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. You can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts for all donations over $250 or more, and as required by law, we can also provide tax donation receipts for under $250. So to help support our ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, our minister, the Church Lady, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher. The Church Lady is also known as Artist Oliver, and she's an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. She loves God, and she loves to see people filled with God's Holy Spirit and leading successful Spirit-filled lives. The minister Artist Oliver earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. You can contact us, and the contact information is scrolling across your screen on either a tablet, your phone, or a computer. An inspirational clip art is provided which relates to today's topic, as well as our ministry address and phone number. Now, today's teaching is titled, A New Year, A New Life. And this time of year, most of us make New Year's resolutions. Did you make one for this year? A New Year's resolution? Do you know that making New Year's resolutions goes back more than 3,000 years to the ancient Babylonians? And for the most part, for most of us, the new year gives us a feeling of a fresh start, a new beginning, an effort to try again to be better. And the truth is, there's no difference between December 31st and January 1st. However, there's nothing supernatural that happens at midnight on the 31st. The Bible does not teach on the concept of New Year's resolution. However, the Bible says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make every way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's Isaiah 43:19. So here God is saying to his people who forgot the struggles of the past, because he has a new destiny for them. We all have had struggles, but today we're focusing on the new year and new thing. The key to the new thing is found in John 15:5, which declares, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. When we make God the center of our New Year's resolutions, we position ourselves for him to do a new thing in our lives. And today's program focuses on a new year, a new life. This is going to be an exciting teaching. So are you ready for a new thing in 2017? Please join me in welcoming the Church Lady who's going to help us be prepared for God to do a new thing in our lives. So now, good evening, Church Lady.
Good evening, Brother Grant. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much. Good evening, listeners. Happy New Year to all of you. And thank you so much for joining us for Church Lady Now. I am excited about 2017 because I need a new thing. How about you? Our foundation scripture for today is, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's Isaiah 43:19. Right here in the book of Isaiah, God, the God of heaven and earth, is telling us that there are lots of possibilities for each of us. Here's the backstory. God gave this promise, to the children of Israel when they were at a low point. They were in captivity. They had problems. And they thought that they had lost everything and that it was over. They thought it was over. They thought it was over. But there was still a part of them that wanted God to bless them. Well, you know, God made a promise. He said, I am doing a new thing. And he said it to the children of Israel. I can relate to that. I can relate to being in captivity. I can relate to having problems that are so huge that I can't see my way out. And then there's God saying, I want to bless you. Wow. Now, you know, the God that we serve has the ability to fulfill that promise. God said that he wanted to bless them in the situation that they were in. He didn't say, wait, I'm going to get you out of that situation and bless you. He said, I'm going to bless you now. I'm going to bless you right where you are. God has the ability to fulfill the promise of blessing because he has capacity, he has integrity, and he's a generous, loving God. The promises that God makes to us, we can count on. God is reliable. And when he says that he's going to give us a blessing, he's going to give it to us. But there's something that you and I have to do. We've got to wait for him. So today in our teaching, we're going to look at three categories of the wait. The positioning for the new things, the revelation of the new things, and the revolution of the new things. It's a new year, and we are ready for God to do a new thing. Positioning for the new thing. The first step on the path to the new thing is to change our focus. We must discontinue looking behind and replaying old tapes and thinking I coulda, shoulda, woulda. We've got to change our focus and start looking ahead. We all know that if we are continually looking behind, we cannot see where we're going. You know, the Apostle Paul told us in Philippians 3, 12 through 15, to press on. He told us to forget those things that are behind. So if we're going to move forward to that new thing that God has for us, we must not focus on the past. Not even our past victories. The children of Israel had many victories. God had brought them out of Egypt. They had conquered land in Canaan. And they had survived division of their own country. But they found themselves in captivity. But they found themselves in a place of challenge. They found themselves in a place of hardship. And in that place, their past success could not set them free. They were in captivity. Israel needed a new thing. Israel needed a new thing. Beloved, we must not look at the past, but we must look at the future. We must make a decision to look forward. We must make a decision to press on. for the new thing, because the new thing is for the here and now. What is God doing in our lives right now? Or should we say, what is it that we want him to do in our lives right now? We cannot afford to allow our past failures or past successes dictate our future. The children of Israel, just like you and I, had failed God. Every time God blessed them, they returned to their old evil ways. God gave them a temple to worship him, and they gave him idol worship. God gave them the truth of the word, and they lived and proclaimed a lie. God gave them his commands, and they treated his commands like they were his suggestions. God gave them wealth, and they used it to abuse the poor. God gave them himself, and they rejected him. The children of Israel did not deserve God's blessings. Yet he still loved them, and he still wanted to do a new thing in their lives. God said to the children of Israel, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." God did not condemn his children for their past mistakes. No, he promised even to make a way in the wilderness. He promised even to make a way in the mess. He promised to provide a river in the desert. The children of Israel had experienced spiritual blessings. They knew God. They knew the God that took them through the Passover, that parted the Red Sea, that conquered the land, that built the temple. The children of Israel knew God, and they had experienced his miracles. But unfortunately, their faith in God and what he had done for them was not enough to deliver them out of their captivity. Their past victories were not enough to deliver them from their problems. The children of Israel needed a new thing. They needed a new vision for what God could do in their lives. We, that's you and I, like the children of Israel, must reposition ourselves for what God wants to do in our lives. How do we reposition? The first thing we do is we repent. We repent of our known and our unknown sins. The second thing we do is we turn away from our wicked ways and we turn to God in righteousness. The third thing that we do is we forget our ugly past and we anticipate the new thing that God wants to do in us and for us. The fourth thing that we do is we position ourselves by praying to the living God, by having conversations with God, by reading the Word of God. In the book of Isaiah, God has promised to do a new thing. Do you want God to do a new thing in your life? Are you ready for God to do a new thing in your life? That takes us to the revelation of the new things. The second thing that we must do for God to do a new thing in our lives is to focus. We must personally receive Isaiah 43:19 as a word from God for us. Did you hear that? We must personally receive Isaiah 43:19 as a promise to us. as a promise to Mary, as a promise to John, as a promise to Amy. Do you remember the three Hebrew boys? Before they went into the fiery furnace, they said to the king, "Our God is able to deliver us." They saw God delivering them before he delivered them out of the fire. They went into the fire believing that God was going to deliver them. They believed God. Today God is saying to you and me, I am doing a new thing. He's saying, believe me. God is saying, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not understand? I am making a way for you in the desert, and I am creating streams of living water for you to have access. For you to have access to a new life. Friends, what do you see when you look at your life? Do you see the possibilities? Do you see the possibilities? God said, I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. He's saying that it doesn't look like you're going to be able to make it out of this thing, but with me, you can. We have a choice. We can look in the rearview mirror, or we can choose to press forward. Friends, God wants to do a new thing in us. In order to discover what God wants to do for us, we must free ourselves to God. We must make ourselves available to God. We must see ourselves like He sees us. He sees us as beautifully and wonderfully made. We, like the children of Israel, may think that we're getting what we deserve when we're dealing with the hardships and the difficulties of life, but that's not so. God says, I'm doing a new thing. No matter where we are, no matter what the situation, He wants to do a new thing. He's promising that He'll do a new thing. He says that He would make a way in the desert. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is able to transform the desert areas of our lives into abundant blessings. God can take our messes and transform them into lives filled with purpose. Why does God want to do a new thing in our lives? Because He loves us. Because He's God. Because He's God. Are you ready to give God the glory? Are you ready to give God the praise for doing a new thing in your life? God wants to draw you and me closer to Him. It's a new year, and God wants us to experience His mercies, His power, His loving kindness, His healing, His deliverance. It's a new year. Why would a powerful God want to give us a new thing? Because God wants to use us to show the unbelievers His glory. God wants us to be living epistles. He wants us to be testaments to His love and to His kindness. God wants to draw the unbeliever with His love and kindness. And He does that by showing us His mercy and His power, so that we in turn will show mercy and love and kindness to others. The new thing that God is doing has power over the past. Our God is a faithful God, and he wants to demonstrate his faithfulness to you and to me this year. He wants to bless us. Our God is bigger than anything that happened last year. But we must be careful. There are things in our lives that can hinder the new thing that God wants to do for us. One of the things that can hinder the new thing is laziness. Laziness can prevent us from taking the necessary steps toward receiving the new thing that God wants to give to us. The other thing that can hinder the new thing that God wants to do for us are spiritual yokes. Spiritual yokes we need to pray about. We need to pray for strongholds to be broken, for generational curses to be broken. Spiritual yokes can hinder the new thing that God wants to do in our lives. Not being open to receive from the Holy Spirit can hinder the new thing that God wants to do in our lives. You see, the Holy Spirit is our helper, and Jesus sent him to come alongside and to help us and to lead us and to counsel us. You see, God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. We cannot worship God with carnal thoughts, because, see, the carnal man does not understand spiritual principles. And the Holy Spirit is our gift to come along and to help us to believe, to help us to receive that new thing that God wants to do in our lives. The fourth thing that can get in the way of our new thing is living in unrighteousness. Sin can hinder and even cancel out what God wants to do. So we must repent from our sins and pursue a life of righteousness, pursue a life that pleases God. God wants to do a new thing. And when God says to us, his children, that he will do a new thing, it means that he will move us to a level of freedom in Christ that we have never known before. It also means that God is about to recover for us what the enemy stole. Today, the Lord is stating that he is ready to do a new thing in our health, a new thing in our employment, a new thing in our families, a new thing in our business, a new thing in our ministries. Get ready for your new thing, because the Lord has promised. The Lord has promised to do a new thing. The new thing God has promised will be delayed no longer. He will make rivers in our deserts. You know, a new thing can mean different things to different people. We each must get a hold of this promise for a new thing in our respective lives. God has already said that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, that he is the God of heaven and the God of earth. God has already put into motion the resources, events, and people to facilitate our journey out of the desert. But it is up to you and me to decide if we want what God is offering. These are the principles for us to follow in embracing the new thing that God is doing. One, do not evaluate your present situation against the past. Do not remember the former things. Understand God is promising to do something even greater than what you've ever seen before. Greater than what I've ever seen before. Another principle is that we have to stop living under condemnation of past mistakes and failures. We have to stop beating ourselves up. It's done, it's over, we're not going to do it again. And then we've got to get to that place where we apply the principle of calling upon the Lord, praying to Him, seeking Him, searching the Word so that we are hearing Him clearly as He tells us the new thing that He is about to do in our lives. Friends, we've got to believe in God for our new beginning. God wants our end to be greater. God has so much more for us. This year in 2017, expect God to do a new thing. Expect Him to do it now. The Word of God says, now it shall spring forth. The Bible says that it's a now word. It's a now promise. It's a now blessing. God is saying, I have already begun, but it's up to you to reach out with great expectation to receive the new thing. He's saying, reach out for the new thing. He's saying, I promise to give you a new thing, and you will not be disappointed. Friends, this is a new year and a new life in Christ for us in 2017, because the God that we serve is doing a new thing. Are you ready for a new year, a new life, and a new thing? I am, and I invite you to join me in receiving the promise of the new thing. I want to thank you for joining us today for Church Lady Now. It has been our desire to bless you and to encourage you for the new year. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Wow, that was certainly a wonderful teaching. What we can get with a new thing. So, our friends, I am tasked with doing our priestly blessing. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. This day, we place the name of the Lord over our listeners, and we ask that He bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now remember, you can partner with us to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ and more wonderful teachings from the Church Lady. We ask that our partners become monthly donation givers for $19.99 a month or $240 a year. And these donations will be used to serve the less fortunate. In addition, we host Bible classes, seminars, and retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. All of these activities we sponsor for your benefit. Now, this ministry is good soil for you to sow your financial seed. and all contributions to this charity are tax deductible. Church Lady Ministries is fully tax exempt 501c3 charity. All donations are tax deductible, and you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel to help the less fortunate. To support this ministry, please send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. If you need further information, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, for more information. So please visit our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, and you can like us and follow us. You can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Or if you'd like to contact us the good old-fashioned way with email, our email address is churchladyministries@gmail.com. So now, this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday evening, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So in his name, love, Church Lady Ministries.